So then this sixth habit is, you say men run in schools.
Yeah, men tend to hang around people that are like themselves, or guys
okay.
like themselves. They do things with guys who do the same things they do. So a smart woman, what she does is that she goes to all the favorite, the best fishing holes.
Oh.
And so this has to do with where you meet them, because my major like quote on this all is that some men are not really that hard to catch. It's really more a matter of them being hard to find.
Yes, so, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have these different areas, and I can talk a little bit about them. But the key thing here is when it comes to places, different places, different activities, different times of day, and different combinations of people you go with. So that's why there's some activities you go by yourself, you go with one friend, you go with two friends, or it's a girls' night out thing. And so you never know. You just have to mix it up, because you never know who you're going to meet and what's going to be the right combination.
So really this is about not being predictable in the kinds of things you do and mixing up your social settings so that you have the opportunity to see different kinds of men in their quote-unquote natural environment.
Right, because you never know. You might think you know. And here's one of the interesting spiritual laws, or it's called the law of indirect effort, and that is you get most of the things that you desire as a byproduct of important activity. So for women trying to meet guys, they probably will have a little problem there. If they're trying to have fun going out and doing interesting things, that's where they meet a guy. It's kind of a weird thing. It's like when you least expect it. So the one thing you can do is have fun planning a variety of different things. Now, when it comes to doing these activities, say, it's important to do things with other women, or a combination, a guy and a girl, or, you know, tag along. It's the people you're with have to be of positive energy. They have to send out a positive vibe.
Yeah.
You with your friends have to be attractive as a team. So I'll just say real quickly some of these areas that can look at work and career. So I'd say like popular lunch spots, coffee before work, company outings, classes and seminars. Those kind of things are good to tap. In fact, most two-thirds, I think Time Magazine said two-thirds of all relationships are work-related. Sports and outdoors. Not all women do that, but you can always be a spectator. So I mean, golf,
right.
Golf and tennis. You can always go shopping at the golf store, have lunch there. Co-ed sports, like beach volleyball or something like that, or jogging. In other areas, fishing or sailing is pretty popular. Workout gyms certainly are a place to meet someone.
Yeah.
And then you can follow sports, a pro or college sports. Right now, in Los Angeles, the Lakers are playing, so it'd be going to like a sports bar with a couple of gals, and it's girls' night out. So the next thing I was going to say was eating, drink, and be merry. So lots of times in Southern California, sushi bars are real popular.
Yeah, they're a good place. Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, sushi bars, you know, go with a couple friends, sports bar. If you go to a classy one, you know, you don't want to go to a dive. some places, karaoke is pretty big. Sidewalk cafe, happy hours can be fun. Sunday brunches, golf course buffets, those kind of, at a golf country club, those kind of things are pretty good. Travel and leisure I know a lot because I'm a part-time tour director, so... even in your own town, you have to break your habits and approach it like you were a visitor. So there'd be like outdoor concerts. You have to kind of look at the happenings of the week, but art galleries or automobile shows, bookstores.
I actually think that's really great advice, to treat your city or your environment like you're a tourist or a visitor, because we get so in a rut or in our own routine, but really to get out of our own way and try new things and put ourselves in new environments, I think that's so important.
And it gives you a freshness.
Yes.
Because I go to New York City and Chicago and Washington, D.C., and I have this energy. When you might even meet somebody who's on vacation. They could be on vacation only a state away, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking for love, it doesn't matter if they're stayed away. And then also, I was going to say weekend getaway. So while they may be on a weekend getaway, I know a lot of people that live in the Midwest will go to Chicago for a weekend getaway. And that can be a lot of fun. People here, I think Palm Springs or Las Vegas. Or
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Those kind of things are good because you have a fresh outlook on life and you're just out to have fun and experiencing.
And so your guard is down.
Your guard is down. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. The whole idea is that's why I went on all these vacations because I noticed, hey, everyone's got their guard down. They make great first impressions. It's easy to meet them. Things happen faster.
Yes.
My final category, I think, home and friends. So I'll say like a hair salon that caters to men so that you meet men that way. Dog walking parks, if you have a dog.
Yes, I love that one. I think that's a good one.
School reunions, you never know what will happen there, special events. Local eateries, guys are really into local eateries, like the best deli or the best breakfast place or the best hamburger. You just ask around, ask you guys where they like to eat, and just go there. You know, you never know what will happen there.
Cool. Yeah. I think those are all really good ideas.
Yeah. And one of the bottom lines I have on this one is for women, the best way to meet a man is actually to meet the right woman. And that is an enlightened friend who can make the smooth connection for her. So don't always think for women that you want to meet a guy directly. It may be indirect. Because people know other people. And so
sometimes I think we get so busy that we forget about networks. We forget about our network of friends. And we forget that they can help us meet someone. So I think that's a great point. It's not just about going out and meeting a guy. It could be who do your friends know? Who do your coworkers know? And really work those connections.
Right. And also you treat everyone well. So
yes.
That's why you treat
yes.
your friends well, too. Don't compete with them and trash them when their back is turned. So,
so true.
So you build your network of friends, and then just you'll get it indirectly.
I love that. I think that's a really great tip.